Would open your Bibles to Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11. My subject this morning, knowing God, the secret to God's favor. I want to talk to you about some secret things, some things that will bring God's favor upon your life. See, we have a good God, a God who saves, a God who heals, and a God who delivers. And today we are talking about knowing our God. And I'm going to be using this text quite often in the days ahead. But look at Daniel 11:32. I want to quote the latter part of that. The Bible says, "And they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." We know our God here at Westmoreland. And God is a good God. And that's what we're all about here at Westmoreland. And that's about knowing God. That's why we urge people, if you're looking today by a live stream or Facebook Live, we urge people to come out here to the church so we can teach you, so we can shepherd you, and so we can lead you to know the God of the Bible. And if you will do that, I promise you, the Word of God will renew your mind. You will get rid of your man-made traditions and your religious rules. Amen. And you'll get to know your God. Amen. Our vision statement says we are a loving, growing church bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. And everybody's hurting somewhere. But when we see people come here, pretty soon one will get saved and then we just watch the entire family begin to come in. So I want you to release your faith in that direction for all of your household. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved and thy household." Amen. But our God is a Savior. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a good God. And we teach about the goodness of God here, a God who can break the power of drugs. Can I get a witness out there? A God who can change your desire for pornography. A God who can deliver you from the power of drugs, alcoholism, and immorality. A God who can wash your sins away in His precious blood, and He can make you pure and holy. He can give you a new beginning. Maybe you don't like the way you were born the first time. I always encourage people, try being born again. I promise you, you will like what Jesus does in your life. But we serve a God who is big enough to solve all your problems. I wish it weren't in the Bible, but it is. It says, "Man that is born of woman is few of days and full of troubles. Troubles come and storms come to us all. But the anchor holds if you will build your life on the bedrock of God's word." Hallelujah. We have a good God. And the people who do know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. That means you're going to do some mighty works if you know God. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to this earth so you could know God. Look at John 17:3. Jesus said, "And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." Amen. I love this scripture. I've been writing notes all week long, and I've lost this thing several times. And I say, ask my wife, I say, "Where did I put that?" And it's on a white sheet of paper, and I put it on a stand that we had built for the house, for the TV and all, and it's white. And I looked all over the house. I said, "I know I put that thing somewhere." But I had written John 1:18. If you would, look up John 1:18 back there. John 1:18 is not in the outline I sent, but Jesus said, "No man has seen God at any time. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of God, He hath declared Him." Well, who came out of the bosom of God? The Jesus that came out of the heart of God, He came to declare God and how good God is. And so when Jesus said, "I come to do the works of my Father," He said, "I have come to reveal the Father." He came to make the Father known to us. And so when you see Jesus walking through the pages of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then you see Jesus and you have seen the Heavenly Father. He told one man, he said, "Show us the Father." He said, "Have I been with you so long?" And he's talking to him, said, "Do you not realize that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father, you've seen how good God is, you've seen that God is a loving God, He's a healing God, He's a merciful God, He's a God who delivers from the guttermost to the uttermost. Go on and praise Him." Hallelujah. So this morning I want to talk about knowing God, and I'm going to zone in on the favor of God, the secret to God's favor. Let us pray. Father, I praise you. I love you. I thank you for the privilege to preach your word. Seat us together in heavenly places today, O God. Illuminate our hearts and our minds. Let the conviction power of the Holy Ghost fall in this place. Let the healing power of God flow throughout this sanctuary. Flow out through those cameras, O God. Heal the people. Bless the people. You didn't come to condemn. You came to seek and save that which was lost. Show yourself strong in your church. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. I was sitting in a restaurant 2 weeks ago with a Christian friend, and this is what began to birth this message in my heart that I'm preaching today. He began to tell me how God punishes his children, how he chastises them with sickness and disease so that they will, in their affliction, that they will seek God and get to know God. And I told him, I said, brother, God's not like that at all. Because God is a good God. He said, well, my pastor preaches it. I said, I knew your pastor and he's a good man. But your pastor is wrong. Because the devil is the one that brings the problems and God is the one who brings the answer. Aren't you glad your answer's on the way because you're sitting in the house of God, hearing about the favor of God, hearing about a good God, a God who loves you, a God who wants to bring a change into your life. He's still changing me. Glory to God. It only took him a few days to make the moon and the stars, but he's still working on me. Glory to God. I haven't gotten there yet. No one in here is wearing a halo. We have three enemies, and I preached about it not too long ago. Jesus came, and he overcame the devil. He put that disease, that demon spirit and the devil to naught. Then he overcame disease. And then he conquered death itself. Hallelujah. Paul got a hold of it and said, oh, death, where is that thing? Oh, grave, where is that victory? Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Go on and praise him. He's a great God. He's an awesome God. He's a good God. But I told that man, I said, God's not like that at all. Now, think about it. I've got three beautiful children. Amen. And all of those children, you know, they love me and I love them. And I'm so thankful to God for those children. But I cannot imagine, you know, me taking my children and saying, come here, I want to teach you a lesson. You see that stove right there? Hot, hot, hot. That will burn you. So I'm going to teach you just a lesson in life. Give me your hand, little Johnny. And I took that hand and just stuck it on the stove. And what kind of dad would I be if I taught my children like that? Well, God doesn't teach like that either. God uses the word of God so we can know God. Amen. And they that do know their God, the Bible says, they shall be strong and do exploits. But a lot of people in the church, they think that God, that he teaches like that, and God punishes and God afflicts people with sickness and disease. And I don't know where they got an idea like that from. When I got saved, praise God, all of a sudden I realized, wow, God has changed me. All the old is gone. I knew I was saved. I never doubted whether or not I was saved. I come to know the love of God. And from that moment to this, I had thought everybody needs this great salvation. Everybody needs to enjoy what invaded my life. When the Holy Ghost invaded my life, praise God, he changed me forever. And that's what Jesus does. He comes to change us from nature to grace. He comes to write our names in the Lamb's book of life. He comes to give us life and that more abundantly. He's a good God. He's a great God. He said, I didn't come to condemn you. I came to seek and save that which was lost. You said, well, I've messed up. That's all right. You can't go so far down that that nail-scarred hand can't reach you. That psalmist said, he lifted me up out of the miry clay. He put my feet on the rock to stay. Praise God. And he's a good God. He's a great God. And he's a God that wants to save you. Hallelujah. And be the Lord of your life. You know, who would want to serve a God that punished them like some people think, with sickness and disease? I wouldn't want to serve a God like that, would you? But there are a lot of people in the church that think like that. That's what they've been taught. They're saved, and they'll go to heaven when they die. But I'll tell you one thing, they don't know their God. They don't know the God of the Bible. They know what religion teaches. They know what their denomination teaches. They know that, but they do not know what the Bible teaches. And the Bible teaches that we serve a good God. Our God is not the God who punishes. Our God is the God who rewards. Amen. If you don't believe that, look at Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We serve a good God. We serve a God of mercy. We serve a God of grace. Hallelujah. And grace has been defined as God's unmerited favor. Hallelujah. And just like salvation, God's favor, it cannot be earned because they are both gifts from God. The Bible tells, for by grace are you saved through faith. Grace, God's unmerited favor. That not of yourself. It is the gift of God. He's a good God. Hallelujah. Grace is God's unmerited favor. Now look at Psalms 106 verse 4. This is under an old covenant. And they were looking for the Messiah to come. He's already come, and the blood has already washed our sins away. They had a covering, but ours have been removed. Our whole nature has been changed by the power of the blood. Glory to God. Look at Psalms 106 verse 4. Now, you've got to ask for favor in the time of favor. The Bible says, ask for rain in the time of rain. That doesn't make any sense. You mean if it's raining, Holy Ghost rain in the church, I'm supposed to ask for rain? Yeah. If you don't ask for it, you don't get it. But God says his favor is like the latter rain. And in the last days, God's going to pour out the former rain and the latter rain in the same season. Hallelujah. That's why I want people to know their God. Remember me, O Lord, Psalms 106, verse 4. Look at this. With the favor that thou bearest, that you give unto your children, O visit me with our salvation. See, God's favor comes with our salvation. But favor has a much, much broader definition than that. Because the favor of God can grow in your life. Favor is a gift of God, but favor can grow in your life. And when you do certain things that are in the Bible, then you put a draw on the favor of God. Hallelujah. You don't earn favor, but you can grow in favor. And favor can be released upon your life, greater favor, because of certain things. Favor can be released upon your life because of obedience. Favor can be released upon your life because of hard work. Favor can be released upon your life because of kind deeds. And when God sees that you're doing kind deeds and that you're good to people, I'm trying to help some of you. Some people, you know, the Bible says, how can you love God whom you've not seen when you don't love your brother whom you have seen? See, some people, they want to get real religious like I fly away sometimes, but God wants you to live a good, clean, pure, holy life. God wants you to love people that are created in God's image. That's what we're about here at Westmoreland. I see the broken. I see the downcast. I see the outcast. I see the fragmented, broken lives, and something in my heart, it just reaches out to tell them about Jesus. He's a good God. To tell them about the God of the Bible so they can come into this wonderful, wonderful experience of knowing God. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When God sees you doing certain things, God sends favor in your life. You don't earn favor, but you can grow in favor. And the Bible says, they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Now, that's favor. And you grow in favor through obedience, through hard work, and kind deeds in the knowledge of God. I want to give you six things this morning to look for concerning God's favor. Six things that you need to look for concerning God's favor. Number one, favor can find you in strange places. Favor can find you in strange places. So don't limit God's favor to mountaintop experience, because favor can find you in strange places. Would you expect to find favor in prison? Well, Joseph did. He was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. He ends up in a jail cell, but he found favor in that strange place. Look at Genesis 39, 21. But the Lord was with Joseph. Is the Lord with you? Then you can find favor in a strange place. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Joseph was so highly favored that the head of the prison gave him the keys to the prison. So favor can find you in a prison. Favor can find you in a bad job. Favor can find you in unemployment line, Brother Lazaro. Favor can find you when you're losing everything. Favor is not something that is on your life simply because you're on the mountaintops, but favor can find you in some strange places. Paul found favor in a Roman jail, and that tells me that your circumstances do not limit God, and they cannot stop God's favor from finding you. I don't care where you are in life. I want to tell you God is a good God, and if you will serve him with all your soul, mind, body, and strength, God's favor will come upon your life. Hallelujah. If God's favor could find Joseph and Paul in prison, that tells me that favor can find you no matter where you are. Hallelujah. Listen to me. If something bad has happened in your life, don't think that God's favor is not upon your life, because favor can find you in some low places, and favor can raise you up. And when God raises you up, he gets the glory. You know, I didn't do it. I couldn't do it myself. So God just stepped in. He's a heavyweight. God shook himself, and all of a sudden the chains and all the bondage and the shackles fell off. God cleared the way, and favor just came upon my life. Hallelujah. Remember this now. Favor is God doing something for you that you cannot do for yourself. Favor is God doing something for you that you cannot do for yourself. And God is never drawn to fool. God is always drawn to empty. And God's favor will find you if you're in that place. Favor can find you in a low-income apartment. Favor can find you when you're on welfare. Favor can find you when you're on disability. Favor can find you in a dysfunctional home. Favor can find you in a bad marriage. Listen to me, young people. Favor can find you and open the door so you can go to college, get that education, and live that dream out. Hallelujah. Favor can find you in some strange places. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Secondly, favor can bring unexpected income. I said favor can bring unexpected income. The nation of Israel, they were coming out of Egyptian bondage. They had not been paid for over 430 years of slavery, and they had worked, and they hadn't gotten paid anything but a slave's wage. But God, who is rich in mercy, God heard the cry of the oppressed. I tell you, God will hear you if you push down and oppress. God will hear you, and God will send the answer. God heard their cry, and God gave them favor. Look at Exodus 12:36. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptian. Now, the Hebrews didn't borrow anything, because all that gold and all that silver and all that precious stuff, it was given to them by the Egyptians. The Bible says he brought them forth with silver and gold. There was not one feeble person among their tribe. They wanted these people to leave, because, you know, Pharaoh's heart was hardened toward God, and all that stuff came because of the sin of that nation, the Egyptians. They wanted them to leave. I can just imagine one of them going, you know, getting ready to leave. You know, God gave them favor. So they go over to this person's house, said, you see that beautiful garment that my mother made? I want it. You see that beautiful pair of slacks and those beautiful dresses my mother made? I want them. And oh yeah, some of that gold and that silver that we worked for all those years and you never paid us, we want that too. The Bible says God brought them forth with silver and gold. There was not one feeble person among their tribe. And as soon as they got out, the first thing he did when they got to the waters of Marah, the first redemptive name he showed himself by, he said, you see that tree? The waters were bitter. Maybe your life is bitter. That tree. He said, Moses, take that tree over there. And I want you to cut it down and I want you to throw it. I want you to throw it in those waters and that'll get sweet. That tree represented the cross, praise God. That tree represented Jesus Christ. And if you're watching today, if you're in the house of God and if you've been dealt some bitter things in life, the tree of life, Jesus Christ, hung on that cross to give you life and that more abundantly. Come to the cross. Come to Jesus. Come give your heart to God and watch God's favor come upon your life. Hallelujah. When they got out there in the wilderness, oh yeah, he identified himself. He said, I'm your Jehovah Rapha. The first thing he did was heal the bitterness. And they 3 million people out there, and they said, how in the world did all this happen? Why, you all been over, and you had arthritis, and your knee wouldn't work, and they'd been in slavery, and they hadn't eaten, they hadn't treated them good, and you've seen war veterans come home, and their bodies are emaciated, and they're full of fever and full of pain. How did all this happen? God said, I did it. I did it. I did it. I'm your Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Go on and praise him. He's a good God. Hallelujah. When they got out there in the wilderness and Moses wanted to build that tabernacle, he took up one offering. And he took up so much that they had to refrain the people from giving. That's a preacher's dream right there. Where did they get all that gold and all that stuff? It's not about money where I'm concerned. It's about building God's kingdom. It's about you sowing your seed, getting to God's seed time and harvest time. Are you one of those prosperity preachers? Are you one of those faith preachers? What do you want? A preacher that preaches poverty and a preacher that preaches unbelief. I want to hear what the word of God has to say. I want to hear that my God's a good God. Hallelujah. And his favor comes upon people. Where did all that gold and silver come from? It came because favor, I read it to you, came on the people of God. And when God's favor came on them, listen to this, there was sudden income. Sudden. I was reading my Bible earlier this year, and God spoke to me. I was just meditating. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, woo! I tell you, if you get under the spout where the Spirit's poured out, if you get in a good Holy Ghost-filled church, sudden things will begin to happen. And favor can come on your life suddenly. Suddenly, income can show up in your life. Hallelujah. Favor can bring sudden income upon your life. And the gold of the Egyptians became the wealth of the Hebrews. And let me just tell you this. It was used to build the tabernacle and supply the furniture and everything else that was needed. And that, my friend, is a picture of the wealth of the wicked that is laid up for the righteous in the last days. Favor can come on you and things can just happen. It's because God is causing good things to happen in your life. No matter what you're facing, favor can come on you. And God's favor can turn it around. And God's favor can work it to your good. Hallelujah. No matter what you're facing, favor can come on you and God can turn it around. There are no hopeless situations. With man, it might be impossible. But with God, all things are possible to him that believes. Do you believe? Then turn God loose and turn your faith loose and watch God work. So if you want favor, then ask for favor and then expect it. God is a good God and God wants to bless the people. Amen. You know, Paul, he was a preacher who preached prosperity and he preached about not being full of unbelief. He said, it is the word of faith which we preach. Then he said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So God's favor can bring unexpected income. Thirdly, favor can bring the right companion into your life. I said favor can bring the right companion into your life. You don't believe that? He that findeth the wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. I am blessed, 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 and highly favored of God. Men, look at your neighbor and tell them, I am blessed, 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 and highly. Tell your wife, I'm highly favored of God. So favor can bring the right companion into your life. A great example of this is the story of Ruth. Ruth had a lot that was working against her. She was a widow in a famine. She was a stranger in a foreign land. She was a Moabite, and the people did not like the Moabites because that was a curse that had been placed upon the Moabites. But Ruth, she chose to break with her past. And Ruth was so smart that she connected herself to someone who had favor on their life. And when she did, the blessings of God hit her life. Amen. She attached herself to Naomi, the seed of Abraham. And my Bible says, if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. The favor of God belongs to God's people. Amen. So she got connected with Naomi. And she prayed, God, send me into a field. This is Ruth's prayer. Where I can find favor in the sight of the owner. Favor can come on you by hanging around the right people. Amen. I tell people, I said, this church has favor on it. And if you want favor on your life, come out here and get connected. I tell you, God's favor is on this place. We've been debt free for years and years and years. And that's God. That's God's grace. That's God's goodness. And that's God's mercy. And we're in a building project right now. Amen. But favor can come on you by hanging around the right people. And when she got into the field, she began to work the field. And she met a man named Boaz. Look at this in Ruth 2 and 13. Then she said, Ruth said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaiden, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. She said, let me find favor in your sight. And Boaz told his men, he said, I want you to leave her handfuls on purpose. Now that's favor, my friends. But before the week was over, she married Boaz. And she went from getting handfuls on purpose to owning the whole plantation. And that's real favor. Hallelujah. She got favor because she asked for favor. She got favor because she expected favor. And if you want God's favor, you got to open your jaw. And you got to say, I am blessed and highly favored of God. You got to believe it in your heart. You got to confess it with your mouth. And you got to work. And you got to pray. And you got to obey. And you got to do kind deeds. And when you do praise God, goodness and mercy, glory to God, they'll follow you everywhere you go. That's called favor. Somebody praise God. Amen. And guess what? She and Boaz had a son named Obed. And Obed had a son named Jesse. And Jesse had a son named David. And David became the greatest king that Israel has ever known. And it all happened because a woman prayed, believed for favor, asked for favor. She obtained favor because she got hooked up with the right companion. She got hooked up at the right place. You need to just get hooked up to where God's favor is flowing like a mighty river. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. Favor can find you, first of all, in low places. Secondly, favor can find you and bring you unexpected income. Thirdly, favor can bring the right companion into your life. And fourthly, favor can stop a disaster in your life. Haman, he was going to wipe out all of her people. Her name was Esther. And Esther put her life on the line. And she went before the king. Look at Esther 5 and 2. And it was so when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. The Bible says she obtained favor in his sight and stop that disaster from taking place. The favor of God can come on you in court deals. It can come on you in settlements. It can come on you when you're going through some hard places. And when God's favor comes on you, hallelujah, then God gives you that breakthrough that you've been asking for. Now, if you're wrong, you're wrong. But if you're right, you're right. And if you know you're right, then you ought to pray. You ought to say, God, give me favor. Give me favor to avoid this disastrous situation. I've been down many times. You know, the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. In other words, God will order your steps and he'll order your stops. Who am I talking to? Sometimes people, they get out of God's grace. They get out of God's favor. They're at the place of favor. They're at the place of blessings, but they just turn and walk away. Think about old Naaman, Naaman the Syrian general. He's got a little girl there, an Israelite that he's taken off as a slave into a foreign country. And she has such love and such compassion. He's a mighty general, but he's leprous. And she looked at him and she said, I wish you were down in Israel. I wish you were there at the house of God, because there's a prophet there. And that prophet can pray for you and deliver you from all of that leprosy that you have. And so he comes and he gets a letter from the king, and he goes to the king, and the king said, why did you come out here to me? An old prophet, Elisha, he said, send him down to me. And he comes to the house there. He's about 30, 40 miles from the river at this time, you know, because the Jordan's way down from Jerusalem there. And so he comes, and the prophet, he doesn't even go out there. He sends his servant out, and he says, tell him, go dip in that muddy Jordan. And the Syrian general Naaman, he gets wroth, he gets angry, and he goes away. Well, what did he go away from? He went away from his miracle. A lot of people go away from the miracle working power that's in their life. They get wroth, they get angry, and they go away. That's not the time to go away. That's the time to pray and get your heart right with God. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is a good God, but there are principles in his book. So his servant said, if they'd asked you to do a hard thing, said you would have done it. Said, all he'd ask you to do is go dip in the muddy Jordan. I can see that man. He recovers in his faith. He goes there and he dips one time, two times, three times, four times, five times, six times. Nothing happened. But if God said seven, six won't do. Woo! I said, if God says seven, six won't do. So he went down one more time, and he came up, praise God, and all the leprosy was gone, and he was healed, and he had such great faith. When he got ready to leave there and go back to Syria, he said, I want 2 mule loads of that mud out of the muddy Jordan River. He said, when I get back there, I'm not serving those old gods anymore. I'm going to serve the true and the living God of the Bible. If this stuff tries to show up in me, I'll pour some water in it, get down in the mud, dip 7 more times, and come up whole. Go on, praise God. Woo! Favor can stop a disaster from happening in your life. I am blessed and highly favored of God. Say it. I am blessed and highly favored of God. Number 5, favor can bring the miracle to birth. Gabriel, the messenger angel, was sent to a virgin named Mary. Number 5, brother. Favor can bring the miracle to birth. He was sent to Mary, and when she saw him, she was troubled. But listen to what he said. Look at Luke 1 and 30. The angel said unto her, fear not, Mary. Look at this. For thou hast found favor with God. Fear not. You have found favor with God. Mary found favor with God, and she was chosen to be the mother of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, under the Old Testament, barrenness was considered disfavor. It was not considered the favor of God. It was considered disfavor of God. Sarah was barren, and God gave her favor, and she conceived and bare a son named Isaac. Isaac had a wife named Rebekah, and she was barren. And God gave her favor, and she bore two sons, Esau and Jacob. Jacob married Rachel. She was barren, and God gave her favor and opened up her womb. And she bore two sons, Joseph and Benjamin. When Hannah was barren, she went to the temple, and her heart was so broken, and she was weeping. Amen. She was so broken that the prophet thought she was drunk. But she asked God for favor. And she had a son named Samuel, and he became a great prophet of God. There were many women in the Old Testament who were barren, but God visited them and favored them with children. I've known women right here in this church who were barren. And after prayer, they conceived and bore children. I can think of two instantly. They couldn't have children. And one of them, you know, they had a child, they had a second child, a third child, and a fourth child. And I told my wife, I said, somebody needs to tell him how to stop this thing too. We prayed, amen, and God gave them favor. And they got beautiful children today. Six children I can think of right now because of God's favor. Hallelujah. Maybe your life is barren. Maybe you're broken. Maybe your dreams are broken. Let me tell you something. God's favor can come upon you, and God can heal that barrenness. God can make those dreams come true. God can give you a turnaround. God's a good God. Get connected to God. Get connected to the church. Believe God and watch favor overtake your life. Go and praise Him. Hallelujah. God's favor is supernatural. And favor can find you and give birth to your miracle. It happened to Hannah. It happened to Sarah. It happened to Rebecca. It happened to Rachel. It happened to Mary. It happened to all those others. And guess what? It can happen to you. God's favor can find you in a barren situation and bring supernatural miracles into your life. Number six. Lastly, you can have favor with God and with man. That's what we were praying for Sister Jane Evans this morning, that God would give her favor, His favor. She's already got that. But now we're releasing favor with man on her life. We're going to sell that church. She's going to sell that church. Amen. Release some favor on her right now. Say, I bless you to sell that church. I bless you in Jesus' name. We don't want somebody that doesn't tithe selling that church. We want to get the good price for it, and we want the tithe to come to Westmoreland. And we want her to sow her seed so she can have more of God's blessings. Amen. God wants you to be blessed so you can pay your bills, take care of your children, your grandchildren, have plenty to give away. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Look at 1 Samuel 2:26. You can have favor with God and with man. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor with both the Lord and also with men. Samuel grew and he grew in favor with God and man. So favor can grow. It can grow both with God and with man. Favor with God grows. And it grows when your heart is right. It grows when you're living right. It grows when you're doing right, when you spend time in this book right here, and when you get to know your God, unexpected favor can come upon your life. Hallelujah. If you want God's favor, I like this, then come. If you want God's favor to come to your house, then go to God's house. And God's favor will come upon you because you're in the house. And then God's favor, woo, will follow you to your house. Eyes not seen, ears not heard, it's not even entered the hearts of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love Him. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And here's how it all works. When you do the Father's business, God causes people to open doors to give you opportunities. And that's how God gives you favor with men.
Yes.
Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. And Jesus had favor with God and with man. Let us stand. God is a good God.
Hallelujah.
And they that do know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. Maybe you're here today and you're not saved. You're not saved and you know you're not saved. Well, if the Lord has spoken to you, then that's God's favor. That's God's grace calling out to you. He said, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you. People don't go looking for God. God comes looking for them. And if you've been drawn here today and you're not saved, God is calling to you. If you're watching by live stream and Facebook Live, God is calling to you. How do you get into this thing? Call favor. Call grace. God gives you the grace to be saved. And then God begins to grow his favor in your life. He said, of his fullness have you received, and grace upon grace upon grace, or favor upon favor upon favor. So if you're watching, we're fixing to go off live stream. Say, Lord, you've spoken to me. And Lord, I realize I'm a sinner. I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to wash me in your blood. I believe, Jesus, you took my sin. You took my sickness, you took my disease, and Lord, I receive you as my Savior. I receive you as my healer. Thank you, Lord, that your blood washes away all my sin. Thank you, Lord, that I'm saved. I believe and I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
You are great.
You salvation.
Miracles so great.
And eternal life.
There is no one else like.
They all begin with God's favor.
There is no one else like you.
For you are great.
You do miracles so great.
Yes.
There is no one else like you. There is no one.